Chapter 4. The Emotional and Social Toll of Isolation. The transition from military to civilian life comes with many challenges. But for many veterans, isolation is one of the most dangerous and insidious. Whether due to difficulties adjusting, a lack of understanding from those around them, or personal struggles with mental health, many veterans find themselves withdrawing from social connections. Unfortunately, this isolation often has far-reaching emotional and psychological consequences. The impact of loneliness on mental health. Loneliness is more than just a feeling. It has tangible effects on mental health. The absence of meaningful social connections can alter brain chemistry, leading to increased stress, anxiety, and depression. Research has shown that prolonged isolation can disrupt the body's ability to regulate emotions, increasing cortisol levels, the stress hormone, while reducing dopamine and serotonin, the chemicals responsible for feelings of happiness and emotional stability. For veterans, loneliness can stem from various sources: loss of military camaraderie. The bond between service members is unique, forged through shared experiences, trust, and a deep sense of purpose. Once veterans leave the military, they may struggle to find similar connections in the civilian world. Feeling misunderstood. Many veterans find it difficult to relate to civilians who have never served. It can feel like no one truly understands their experiences, leading them to withdraw rather than try to explain. PTSD and trauma responses. Some veterans experience PTSD, making social settings overwhelming or even triggering. The fear of being in large crowds, loud environments, or unpredictable situations can make socializing feel like a threat rather than an opportunity for connection. Loss of structure and mission. In the military, there is always a mission, a schedule, and a clear sense of duty. Civilian life, by contrast, can feel unstructured and lacking in purpose, leading to disillusionment and withdrawal. These factors contribute to a downward spiral, where loneliness begins to affect every aspect of a veteran's well-being. As days turn into weeks, and weeks into months of isolation, mental health deteriorates, making it harder and harder to reconnect. Increased risk of depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation. The emotional toll of isolation is severe. Veterans who experience prolonged loneliness are at a much higher risk of developing depression and anxiety disorders. When someone feels cut off from meaningful relationships, hopelessness sets in, and the mind begins to spiral into negative thought patterns. Depression. Isolation fuels depression by reinforcing feelings of worthlessness, despair, and emptiness. Without external support, veterans may find themselves trapped in their own minds, unable to break free from negative thoughts. Anxiety. The more a veteran avoids social interactions, the more intimidating they become. Everyday interactions, from answering the phone to making eye contact with a stranger, can become sources of intense stress. Over time, anxiety can become debilitating, making it even more difficult to reestablish social connections. Suicidal ideation. Perhaps the most alarming consequence of isolation is the increased risk of suicidal thoughts. A lack of social support is one of the strongest predictors of suicide. When veterans feel like they have no one to talk to, no one who understands them, and no purpose to keep going, dark thoughts can take hold. Without intervention, these thoughts can turn into actions. According to recent studies, veterans die by suicide at significantly higher rates than civilians. Many of these deaths are linked to prolonged isolation, mental health struggles, and a perceived lack of support. The sad reality is that many veterans who take their own lives do so believing that no one would notice or care. The cycle of self-isolation. How avoiding interactions reinforces negative emotions. One of the most difficult aspects of isolation is that it feeds itself. The more a veteran withdraws from social situations, the harder it becomes to re-engage. This creates a self-reinforcing cycle where isolation leads to depression, and depression leads to further isolation. Step 1. Social withdrawal begins. A veteran might initially withdraw due to discomfort in civilian settings, difficulty relating to others, or an underlying mental health condition. Step 2. Negative emotions build. As isolation continues, feelings of loneliness, sadness, and anxiety intensify. Without social interaction, there is no outside perspective to challenge negative thoughts. Step 3. Avoidance becomes a habit. Over time, avoiding social interactions becomes the norm. Simple things like returning a friend's call or attending a gathering feel overwhelming. The veteran may justify this avoidance by convincing themselves that they are better off alone. Step 4. Increased psychological distress. The longer a veteran stays isolated, the harder it becomes to reach out for help. Depression deepens, anxiety grows, and thoughts of hopelessness increase. The idea of reintegrating into society feels insurmountable. Step 5. Physical health declines. The impact of isolation isn't just mental. It takes a toll on physical health as well. Studies have linked loneliness to higher risks of heart disease, weakened immune function, and even early mortality. Breaking this cycle is critical, but it requires intentional effort. Many veterans need support from family, friends, and mental health professionals to recognize that withdrawing is not the answer. Sometimes, just a single conversation, a check-in from an old friend, or a connection with a support group can begin to pull someone out of the depths of isolation. Breaking the cycle, steps toward reconnection. While breaking free from isolation is not easy, it is possible. Here are some steps veterans can take to start re-engaging with the world. Recognize the signs. Awareness is the first step. Veterans must recognize when they are isolating themselves and acknowledge the impact it is having on their mental health. Start small. Rebuilding social connections doesn't have to happen overnight. Simple steps, like responding to a text message, attending a small gathering, or going for a walk in a public place, can help ease the transition. Seek support. Reaching out to fellow veterans, joining a veteran support group, or talking to a therapist can provide a safe space to share experiences and find encouragement. Find a purpose. One of the most effective ways to combat isolation is to find a new mission. Volunteering, mentoring other veterans, or engaging in a meaningful hobby can provide a sense of belonging. Prioritize mental health. Seeking professional help for depression, anxiety, or PTSD is crucial. Therapy, medication, and support groups can all play a role in helping veterans manage their emotions and regain control of their lives. Reconnect with family and friends. Isolation often damages relationships, but it's never too late to rebuild them. Reaching out to loved ones, even if it feels difficult, can be a crucial step toward healing. Recognizing signs. Isolation is one of the most dangerous challenges a veteran can face. It affects mental health, increases the risk of suicide, and creates a self-reinforcing cycle that is difficult to break. However, recognizing the signs, seeking support, and taking small steps toward reconnection can make all the difference. Veterans have served their country with honor, and they deserve a life filled with connection, purpose, and support. No one should have to battle loneliness alone. By fostering stronger communities, increasing awareness, and providing more accessible resources, we can help veterans find the connections they need to heal and thrive.